Morning, everybody. Today's daf is daf Yudches in Menachos. We are starting the new parak today. We're back on Yuzayin Amud Aleph. And we explore just a little bit longer ideas of Pigel and... one more sugya of Pigel. Let's say it like that. And when we get to the next Mishnah, which is on today's daf on Yudches, we conclude our discussion of Pigel. We move on to Menachos in general. Okay, it's a Rivka Leah. It's a little bit strange. It's a little bit odd that the this one sugya, the beginning of the third parak of Menachos, which we're beginning this morning, is Pigel. So I guess in terms of organization, it belongs back in the second parak. But be that as it may. The Mishnah starts off. I come to say, okay, so you're trying your machshavas pigel, you're trying your best at pigel, but you know how complicated it is. And while you are in route to trying to be mefagel, trying to think about how I'm going to eat a chutzis banu outside the right time, so I get confused and I'm all a little messed up this morning or late this afternoon. And what happens is I say to myself, wow, I can't wait till I eat the kometz tomorrow. Now, the kometz is not something I'm supposed to be eating. Kometz goes up onto the mizbech, and you're looking forward to eating the kometz tomorrow. Or, alternatively, you say, oh, wow, tomorrow I'm going to take the shiraim, I'm going to put it up onto the mizbech. Okay, so the person's a little bit confused. Confusion aside, however, the Mishnah is discussing whether or not he has violated the Isser of Pigel. So Pigel, again, we know, is that while I'm doing the Avodah, I think about how it's going to be consumed tomorrow. But the question on the table is, when we say consumed, do you need to think about the right consumer? And the Tanna Kamma says, yeah, you do. You need to think about the right consumer. So in other words, you have to think about how you're going to eat the Shiraim, or how the Mizbech is going to eat the Kometz. But if you confuse the two, so that's not Pigel. That's not a Machshavas Pigel. And therefore, it does not affect the carbon at all. The Tanna Kamma's opinion is kosher. It's totally fine. Rabbi Elazar Posel. And Rabbi Elazar says it's disqualified. Now, carefully read the words of Rabbi Elazar. He says it's pasul. Pasul means it's not pigel. Now, he's not going to say it's pigel, but he is going to say, however, it's going to be disqualified, perhaps on a derabbanan level, on a rabbinic level. Okay, more to discuss in terms of Shita's Rabbi Elazar. Lechol davar shadakol, lechol lahakter davar shadakol, lahakter pachos mechazai is kosher. Another example says the Mishnah where you did not successfully create pigel, is let's say that you were thinking about eating, but you know what? I'm not that hungry. I'm going to eat only a half a kezias of the mincha tomorrow, the shiraim tomorrow. Okay, you got the consumer right, but you didn't get the amount right. You have to have a shear of a kezias. Lechol, finally, last ruling of the Mishnah. By the way, all of this is review of what we saw in Zvachim. All these ideas we introduced ourselves to in Zvachim. Lechol kechati zayis, lahakter kechati zayis, kasher shein achila lakter mitzarfen. Okay, how about this? How about, I'm not that hungry tomorrow, I'll eat a half a kezias of the shiraim, and the mizbech is not that hungry. So the mizbech, I'm only going to put on a half a kezias of the kometz onto the mizbech tomorrow. And the Mishnah says, also no good, meaning you didn't successfully create pigel. Because pigel means that you have to have one consumer eating a shear. And over here, I'm talking about me and the mizbech, and we can't combine. Me and the mizbech do not combine. I'm an adamant object, the mizbech is an inanimate object. I'm not really sure if that's the issue, but me and the mizbech do not combine in order to create that shear of a kezias. Good. From this point forward, we'll spend a lot of time next Amud of Gemara discussing the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer's position is not the accepted position. Right? Rabbi Eliezer's position is usually rejected in Shas. He is the Shemuti of Shas. He is the one who was placed into Cherem, reference the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara tells an unbelievable story about Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim and the Tanur Achnai and the oven, the snake oven over there. But anyway, but still, it's as much as he was somewhat of a controversial figure in the times of the Gemara, but he's still Rabbi Eliezer, and his position is very regarded. So we will spend about an Amud of Gemara now talking about Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, my time is the Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the basis behind it? Rabbi Eliezer says that if I confuse the consumers, I've created pigel. So in other words, if I think about how tomorrow I'm... you're right, but you'll see why I said what I just said in a moment. But you are correct. Okay, so if I confuse the consumer, so if I say I'm going to eat the chometz tomorrow, so Rav Elazar says that did something, it affected it. Okay, Ben's right. It's the Mishnah says pasul, but you'll see in just a moment that pigle might be the better word to say. So I'm Rav Yochanan, my time is the Rav Elazar. I'm a crow. So we go to our parsha of Tzav. Okay, now we're already two parshios ago, right? But we go to the parsha that describes the Isser of Pigel. The Im Heyachal Yechal Mipsar Zevach Shlamav. Okay, if you should eat Mipsar Zevach Shlamav from the Shlamim. We already discussed this at length. The whole Isser of Pigel is established from these Psukim in Parsha Tzav. It talks about the carbon Shlamim. Okay, but the Gemara and Zvachim already told us that pigle applies to every carbon. It is not limited to shlamin, right? But, and even though, another point that we made already, is that even though the Torah sounds like pigle is all about eating, im heach al yeachel, but we learned already, the Gemara and Zvachim took us through the mechanics, it means if I thought about eating it. What we're going to focus on right now is the double terminology, heachel yeachel. If you should eat, it doesn't translate well into English, the double lashon of heachal yeachal, but the Gemara darshins, b'shtei achilas hakasa medaber, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. So we darshan like this, the double language of heachal yeachal means that there are two possible consumers of a carbon. There's a mizbeach, and then there's me, or the kohen, depending on which carbon we're talking about. So lam lecha k'shem shemechashem b'achilas adam, kach mechashem b'achilas mizbeach. So first of all, we're establishing some very basics, which is, but pigle is all about machshava, the machshava to eat it, chutz mizmano. When we're talking about eating it, we could use either me as a consumer or the mizbech as a consumer. Good. Step two, ukishim shemechashu me'achilas adam la'achilas adam, or me'achilas mizbech la'achilas mizbech, kach mechashu me'achilas adam le'mizbech, or me'achilas mizbech la'adam. Step two, Rebbe Elazar says, is that the Torah is also telling us we're interchangeable. Now that does not mean that I'm allowed to eat the chometz. I'm not. And it does not mean that you can take the shirim and put it up onto the mizbech. You shouldn't. But it does mean that if I think about me eating the chometz, that's considered pigul, a machshava of achila. If I think about how the mizbech is going to eat the shirim, that also is considered a machshava of achila. So the Torah, by using the words heyachel yeachel, and referencing both consumer of the mizbeach and me, using the same terminology, it means a machshava of me eating something that is earmarked for the mizbeach is considered a machshava of achila. My time of the Gemara spells it out. Midafkin rachman lahaktara b'lashon achila. Since the Torah uses haktara, right, when I put something on the mizbeach, I'm not feeding the mizbeach. Feeding is not the right verb. The right verb is I'm burning something on the mizbeach. But the Torah uses the words achila. That comes to tell me that they're interchangeable. That is all shitas Rav Elazar. Now, Ben, we'll make the point. The Gemara is going to make it in just a moment. If they're really interchangeable, so that means we're really in the world of pigle. That means that when I'm saying I'm going to eat the chometz tomorrow, that's regarded as a real machshavas pigle. If that's a real machshavas pigle, so then the conclusion should be, I violated the Isser pigle. The Gemara is going to note that that doesn't seem to be consistent with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah uses the word pasul, and the Mishnah should be using the word pigle. The Gemara is going to ask that in just a little bit. Virabanan. Now, shitas chachamim, meaning obviously the chachamim don't agree. Right? The chachamim told us in our Mishnah, we're not interchangeable. Me and the Mizbech are not interchangeable. If I think about how I'm going to eat the chometz tomorrow, I didn't violate the Isser of pigle. I didn't create pigle. V'rabbanan hadaf ken rachman b'lashon achila. The loshna ki mechash b'lashon achila mizbech, v'loshna ki mechash b'lashon haktar l'mizbech. So the Chachamim also have the basic structure. Yes, it's true. The Torah does use the words heachel yeachel. And yes, it's true, the Torah is describing the mizbech eating and me eating. But that's just to simply make the point that if I use the language of achila as opposed to the language of haktara, that would work. But we're not interchangeable. Meaning, I can't think about how I'm going to eat the chometz that simply is not regarded as a machshava. But if I say, for example, that tomorrow I'm going to feed the mizbeach its chometz, that will be regarded as a machshava of pigle. Inami, or another point to consider, according to the Chachamim, ma'achila bechazayas, afaktar bechazayas. Also, how much kometz do I need to burn in order to violate the iser of pigle, in order to create pigle? So kometz is a fistful. Contained in a fistful is at least a kazayas, more than a kazayas, which, as I point out a number of times, definitely makes us reconsider how much a kazayas actually is, if you can fit a kazayas and more than a kazayas into your fist. But still, what is the Torah trying to get at? That when I take just a kazayas of kometz and put it up onto the mizbeach, or in this particular regard, we're talking about pigle, I think about how tomorrow I'm going to take a kazayas of kometz and put it up onto the mizbeach, I've created pigle. So maybe the heyachel yachel is just to tell me how much. I know if I'm eating the shears of kazayas. How about the mizbeach? Same thing. Zelbazach. It's going to be a kazayas. Ula olam achila de orcha mashma. But still, when we say consumer, it has to be the right consumer. I don't eat the kometz. The mizbeach doesn't eat shirayim. That's not correct. That's not the right consumer. And so therefore, a machshava about me eating the kometz tomorrow, that's not a machshava. A machshava of the mizbeach eating the shirayim tomorrow, that's not a machshava. Okay, good. V'Rav Elazar, and just one more counterpoint. Im kein lechzav rachmana im heyachel heyachel inami im yeachel yeachel. If that's all the Torah is trying to give over to us, so then the language that the Torah should have been was a complete repeat. Heyachel heyachel yeachel yeachel. My heyachel yeachel shema min atarte. The fact that the Torah goes from heyachel to yeachel. Now, grammatically, you know, I'm not sure if I'm the right person to speak about what the subtle differences is between heyachel and yeachel. If it should be eaten, if he should eat it, but still, the fact of the matter is that it's the Torah changes a little bit. The grammar, the tense, is there to teach us that not only do we learn all the points that the Chachamim made about shear, about the language that I use, but even I can change consumer. Even if I think about eating the kometz, that's still going to be considered machshava pigle. Period.
Can you learn halachot from one drasha?
So, yes. In this case, yes, because he feels that the double lashon in of itself already would have taught us one point, and the double lashon with the subtle change is there to teach us another point. Okay? That's his approach. The Chachamim obviously disagree with that. All right. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Ravasi. Okay, now. Okay, so we have our explanation of Rav Elazar, we have explanation of the Chachamim, and now the Gemara is going to go to a very basic point, which is, if the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is all based on the Pesukim that we just quoted, so then what just happened is that when I think about how I'm going to eat the kometz tomorrow, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is a machshava. If that's a machshava, so we should be talking about pigle. The itayma, I'm sorry. I'm a Rabbi Zera le Ravasi. The itayma, the Rabbi Eliezer mishum hachihu kareis dami lechayev. So Rabbi Eliezer should, in fact, bring about a chiyuv kareis. V'chitem achanami, the Gemara says, okay, maybe it is an Isser Kareis. V'ha atu da amart mishmei de Rav Yochanan mod de Rabbi Eliezer she'ein enosh Kareis. Yeah, but you quote in them Rav Yochanan that Rav Elazar does not bring about an Isser of Kareis. Now it's interesting, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't look at our Mishnah and ask, it's the same question, meaning Rabbi Eliezer says it's not pigle. He just simply says it's possible. How come the Gemara didn't look at the Mishnah and make the yediyah from the Mishnah? I don't know. And needed rather to go to a quote of Rav Yochanan to show that Rav Elazar is not chayev kares. So I don't.
They were just talking about it. And this is just a conversation that they were talking about.
Maybe. And Rashi doesn't comment on that.
It should have been pigle and not pussy.
Yeah, and I'm saying that's really what, essentially, that's essentially what the Gemara is asking. Yeah, so Tosos asked this question. Yeah, I see. It's the five lines from the bottom of the Yamud. Mashma del Rav Yochanan had the pasuk of Lazim and Masis and Hainu Midaraisa. Yeah. So Tosas on the very bottom asked that very question. He should have said mefagel. The achidayik b'sof perakam at zvachim v'yishlamet d'shani hachid ari nami b'chus olim kamo. Ah. So Tosas makes the suggestion that our Mishnah could be talking about both chutzes mano and chutzim kamo. Remember, this was menachos, so this was like a condensed discussion of pigel. And since our Mishnah could be talking about both, so that's why our Mishnah didn't want to use the lashon of pigel. Okay. Very good. All right. Anyway, back to the Gemara. I was fine. So, I'm sorry, I lost my spot. Amalei Tanai. Okay. The Gemara's answer is like this. Look, we don't know. Now we don't know. We know. We know that what Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is subject to a debate. Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer ikalaman dar mepsula daraisa ikalaman dar mepsula de rabbanan. And now what the Gemara will do is it's going to demonstrate to us that, yeah, some people, when quoting Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, says that when I confuse the consumer and I say I'm going to eat the comets tomorrow, some say that that's real pigle. And now we'll know, and now I could say why. Why is that real pigle? Because of the drasha that we have on the bottom of the previous amud. The drasha speaks to the idea that heyachel, yeachel, we're interchangeable. Right? I could think about the mizbech eating the comets, or I could think about me eating the comets. So that's one pshat of Rabbi Eliezer. Or another explanation of Rabbi Eliezer is that no, it's only midrabbanan. It's only pasul midrabbanan. The Gemara says, let's see if all this works out. Ditanya. So we go to a toksefta. Shochet ez zavach lishtos midam alamachar. I shecht the carbon. And while shechting the carbon, I say, wow, I can't wait to drink the blood of this carbon tomorrow. Okay? Okay. He's confused, aside from being also a little warped in his sense of what's good in life. But he's confused, meaning because we don't eat the blood goes up onto the Mizbeach. And he says he's going to eat the blood tomorrow. Or, Lahakter Mizbeach Lamacher. Or, I'm going to take the meat of this carbon, we're going to assume it's a carbon where I'm supposed to be eating the meat, and I'm going to take the meat of this carbon and put it up onto the Mizbeach tomorrow. And I'm going to burn the meat tomorrow. Or, Lechol Mi'imuriv Lamacher. Or, I'm going to eat the imurim, the insides of the animal, the organs of the animal that are designated to go up onto the Mizbeach. I declare while doing the avoda that I'm going to, while shechting the carbon, that I'm going to eat the imurim tomorrow, kosher. In all of these cases, it's kosher. Right? Why? Because, once again, inappropriate consumer. I'm not eating the blood, that's the Mizbeach. I'm not eating the imurim, it's the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not eating the meat that should have been me. So I thought about the wrong consumer, therefore it's fine. I did not create pigle whatsoever. The Rebbe Eliezer, posel, and Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's disqualified. Okay, so far so good. So far we haven't learned anything new. Right? It's basically what we saw back in our Mishnah. But now let's go on to the next case. Lehaniach midamo lamachar. You know what? I'm shechting the carbon. I'm going to leave some of the blood over till tomorrow. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to give it out to the Mizbeach. I'm just going to leave some of it for tomorrow. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says in such a situation, it's disqualified. Okay, now, Amar Rav Elazar, Af Bezu, Rabbi Eliezer posel, the Chachamim Machshirin. And Rav Elazar comes along and says, even here, Rabbi Eliezer says it's disqualified, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Liba Daman. Now let's think about this for just a little bit. We have over here now a brisa that this deals with two issues. Number one, confused consumer. That was the discussion we had in our Mishnah, and it presented a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. And the second case in this brisa, in this Tosefta, is I leave some of the blood. I plan on leaving some of the blood over till tomorrow. We're there. We have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. And we have the opinion of Rev Elazar, who quotes and says that there's a debate on this issue between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Meaning, just like Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argued about the first case, they're going to also argue about this case as well. Now, the Gemara takes it step by step. Let's first talk about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda liba d'man, ilema liba d'rabbanan. So first of all, Rabbi Yehuda, who's he working with? He can't really fit into the Shita of the Chachamim. Why? Hashem Mahasim de Kamachashim Blashan Achila Machshere Rabbanan Hachalok Kol Shekein. Look, the Chachamim in the first case of this Tosefta, where we're talking about eating it, he uses a Lashon of Achila, but that's not going to be good enough. Meaning, because I'm not talking about the right consumer, so therefore it's going to be fine. Here in the second case, we're not even talking about eating it. We're just talking about leaving it over. So you don't think the Chachamim would say it's fine in that case as well? So Rabbi Yehuda is not working together in conjunction with the Chachamim. Ela Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is now working with, right, basically the same thought process as Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Af Bezu Rabbi Eliezer Posel V'Chachamim Machshirim. Now that we pointed out that, so then you look at the next point in the Tosefta, and it's difficult to understand. Because Rabbi Elazar comes along and he says that in the second case, there's also going to be a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says it's possible, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. Now, what did Rabbi Elazar add to the whole discussion? What was his contribution to the whole discussion? Because before Rabbi Elazar made his point, we kind of figured it out already. We already basically aligned Rabbi Yehuda together with Rabbi Eliezer. Because we already pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda cannot go with the Chachamim. There's no way that Rabbi Yehuda can go with the Chachamim. So we already aligned Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Eliezer. And then comes Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. And he says, oh, you know what? I got it all figured out. Here, there's going to be a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Okay, but we kind of knew that already. So, Heinu Rabbi Yehuda, El Alav, Kares Ika Beinayu. So the Gemara is now going to suggest, this is the difference. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Lahaniach Psula, Ba'alma, Bahanach Kares Nami Mechayev. So, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only when you get to the second case of Lahaniach, then it's puzzle, it's just puzzle, it's just disqualified. But in the first case, it's bona fide Issur Kares. The Asa Rebbe Elazar Lameimar, and along comes Rebbe Elazar to say, Ede the Ede Pasal the Ainbo Kares. No, that there's, it's not Pasal, it's not Issur Kares. So in other words, I know that was a little bit complicated, but in other words, the Gemara basically, after presenting the Tosefta and attacking each point of the Tosefta, the only thing, not the only thing, but what Rebbe Elazar contributes to the whole discussion is that there are two Rabbi Eliezers. The Rabbi Eliezer, as presented in the beginning, who holds that it's a bona fide Issur D'Oraisa, they've created pigle. And then Rabbi Elazar's contribution is, no, that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, it's not Issur D'Oraisa, it's only a psul, it's only disqualified midrabbanan. Okay? And by formulating all that, the Gemara now is essentially saying, we have two viewpoints of Rabbi Eliezer. One who says that if I confuse the consumer, I've created pigol min haTorah, and that's based on the drash on the bottom of the previous page of Heyachel Yeachel. And the second viewpoint of Rabbi Eliezer, which is it's only psul midrabbanan. The Gemara says not conclusive. Lo, the kuli amar karis leka. Look, let's say it like this: everybody holds that there's no karis. There is no karis. And what do you do with the drasha? I guess you just drop the drasha. I guess. And over here, there are basically three opinions. Look, let's go number one. The Tanakhama's viewpoint, which is, yes, the rabbis and Rabbi Eliezer argue. That's correct. That's a given. Look, we all know the rabbis and Rabbi Eliezer argue. We saw that in the Mishnah, and that's the beginning of the Tosefta as well. But they only argue in the case where I confuse the consumer. That's the case where they argue. But In the second case of the Braisa, where I say while shechting, I'm going to leave some of the blood over tomorrow, no machlokas. Divrei Hakol, according to everybody, it's kosher. That's opinion number one. Then we move on. Top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Savra Bahanach Pligi. Lehaniach Divrei Hakol Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda goes in the exact opposite direction. Look, in the case where I confuse a consumer, that's a machlokas. We all know that's a machlokas. In the case where I say I'm going to leave some of the blood over, everybody agrees. The Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, everybody agrees that the animal is disqualified. Yeah, so why? Why would that be? My taima? Gzera mitzas damo, atu kol damo. Because in the second case of the Braisa, what did I say? I shechted the animal and I said, I'm going to leave some of the blood over till tomorrow. Now, what's so bad about that? Well, if you remember going back to our Zvachim days, what if I said, not some of the blood, what if I said all the blood? So if you remember, you don't have to remember, because we're about to remember in just a moment, that's going to be pasul min haTorah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the event where I said some of the blood, so the rabbis come along and the Chachamim said, look, that's pretty close to saying all the blood. All the blood creates a disqualification in the Torah. So some of the blood as a geder, as a gzera, also is going to be, that such a carbon is going to be disqualified. The chol dam apsul daraisa detanya. We learned this in a braisa. Amalem Rabbi Yehuda yetem odin lishiminich lamachash apostle. Look, if I actually leave the blood over till tomorrow, disqualify the animal. That's a psulina. Chishiv lanich lamachash nami apostle. So, thinking about leaving it over also is going to create a psul as well. Okay, so that's shita number two. So in other words, now, let's say it again. We have first opinion number one is the Tanakhama, the Chachamim. On the issue of confusing the consumer, me versus the Mizbeach, machlokas. On the issue of leaving some of the blood over, no machlokas, everyone holds this kasher. Rav Yehuda says, you're right about your first point, you're wrong about your second point. If I say I'm going to leave some of the blood over, there is also an agreement that everyone says it's possible. And now, shita number three is Rav Elazar. The Asar Rebbe Elazar Lamemar, Af Bezu Rebbe Eliezer Posav Echacham Emachshirim. And then along comes Rebbe Elazar, and he says, no, on this issue of Lahaniach Damo, I'm going to leave some of the blood tomorrow. That's also a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay.
Wait, Rabbi Yehuda is after the fact commenting on the Mishnayos?
He's saying it's invalid, Rabbi Yehuda, right? If you left some of the blood.
Rabbi Yehuda says it's left invalid, but the way the Gemara now is explaining it is that not only is he saying that it's invalid, he's saying that everybody agrees to its invalid status.
Yeah, and when he says that, he's at the same time as
Rabbi. No, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim are earlier.
Oh, Rabbi Eliezer,
Chachamim. It's good to note.
Rabbi Yehuda is
a later Tana.
But he's later, so he's commenting.
So he's commenting on this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. I could have made that clearer. I didn't. Right, he's commenting on the earlier machlokas. Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim are earlier Tanaim. I mean, Chachamim is anonymous, but Rabbi Elazar is an earlier Tana, and Rabbi Yehuda, who's he's later. Rabbi Yehuda is like one of the last of the Tanaim.
Then we have Rabbi Elazar,
right? Who's an Amora, by the way, which makes
he's an Amora.
Yeah, which
quote as though he was a Tana.
I know, I know that part confuses me. To be honest with you, for full disclosure, that's the part that's confusing to me. We have so far three opinions in terms of the machlokas. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. I'm going to show you a braisa. Great, great little braisa coming up right now. I'm going to show you a braisa, and it's going to be so clear from this braisa that it doesn't seem to be the case. That Rav Yehuda says that from a consensus standpoint, Lahaniach mitzas damo, to leave some of the blood, everybody says that's pasul. So the Gemara says, look at the following braisa. I'm a Rebbe. Kishalachti limsos midosai etzel Rav Elazar ben Shamua. Ve'amilei limsos midosav shel Rav Elazar ben Shamua. Rebbe said, I went to travel. Rebbe is the last of the Tanaim. he wanted to go learn Torah, and he wanted to learn by Rav Elazar ben Shemua. Now, there are two versions of what he wanted to do. The first version is Limtsos Midosai. Rashi writes Limtsos Midosai, Leida Mitzui Tamidai, Ulishol Sfekosai. Basically, I want to find things, right? I want to find my learning. I have a lot of sfeikos. There are things I'm not sure about. I'm going to go to Rav Elazar ben Shemua, and I'm going to learn from him. The second version is Limtsos Midosav. Rashi Lalame V'Limtsos Masha Rav Elazar Chachamimeni. Meaning, I'm going to compare myself to Rav Elazar ben Shemua. Limtsos Midosav is more like. I'm going to go measure for measure on him. I'm going to see how he measures versus how I measure. Okay? So anyway, so Rebbe travels and he goes to Rav Elazar ben Shemua. Matzasi Yosef Ababli Yosef Lafanav. Now, while I was there, so I saw him studying with his student. His student was Yosef Ababli. Okay. And Vayachaviv lo biyoser ad la'achas. This was Rav Elazar ben Shemua's favorite student. Yosef Ababli was his favorite student. He was biyoser ad ha'achas. It's an expression, right? It's a difficult expression to explain. If you take a look at Tosos over here, Tosos explains the expression ad achas. So, but Miguel Starin de Rebbe Nonisim Garis ad le'achas. Perish ad me'od. Meaning, it was just his favorite student altogether. Or, another possible pshat says Tosfos, ad achas means we're like soulmates. Right? Like his own soul. Okay, fine. So, two possible explanations of what ad achas means. Point is, Rav Yosef Ababli was really just one of his favorite students.
Did Yosef Ababli write a sefer, a famous sefer about history, or is that someone else?
Rav Yossi ben Chalafta wrote the Seder Olam. I don't know. I'm familiar with. So Vayachaviv lo biyoser ad lachas. Amar lo Rebbe, hashochet es hazevach la'anich midam olamacha mahu. Okay, so now listen to the conversation that takes place between the two. So Yosef Ababli says to his Rebbe, what if we shecht a karban and the intent is lehaniach midamo lamachar, and we're going to leave some of the blood over for tomorrow. Leave some of the blood over for tomorrow. Exactly what we're discussing. Amalo kasha. So the answer was, it's fine. It's okay. It's lehaniach damo, to leave some of the blood. Not a problem. Arvis amalo kasha. Now, apparently this was popular discussion in the Beis Medrash. So that night he said it's okay. Shachris amalo kasher. In the morning, the next morning, he asked him again, and he says kasher. Saharayim amalo kasher. The afternoon, they're not moving from this topic. They're stuck on this topic. He says it's kasher. Mincha amalo kasher in the afternoon, and the late afternoon. So he says kasher. Ella sherebi Eliezer posel. Finally, he gets a little more information out of him. And finally, Yosef Ababli hears from his Rebbe that Rebbe Eliezer says, it's disqualified. Oh, the light bulb went off. Tzahuvu panov shel Yosef Ababli. The face of Yosef Ababli radiated. He was so happy, explains Rashi. Amar lo Yosef, kemeduma ani shelo kivnu shmuasenu adata. Now, Rav Elazar ben Shemua says to his favorite student, I don't know what happened, because up until now, I basically told you what the halacha is. The halacha is kasher. It's kasher. It's kasher. I told you that last night. I told you that this morning. I told you that this afternoon. And for some reason now, finally, I tell it to you again. And I add one point, which is that Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. And now all of a sudden you're so excited. What is that? Amar lo Rabbi Hain. Ela she Rabbi Yehuda posel shana li. Exactly. I'll tell you why. Because I learned that Rav Yehuda says it's pasul. Okay, in other words, I learned that at one point in my life. V'chazarti akol, and not only did I learn it, I think I even learned it from you. V'chazarti akol tamidav uvikashti li chaver. And I asked everybody, meaning I heard that in the case of mitzas damo, lahanech mitzas damo, I heard that Rav Yehuda says it's pasul. I asked people, I asked the B'nai Yeshiva, did you hear Rav Yehuda ever say such a thing? and I could not find anyone that would corroborate. But now that you say to me, it's unbelievable. It's like a lost object. It's like a lost object returned. Now, remember, by the way, because the part that we're going to have to figure out, which the Bryce is going to do for us, is that what Yosef Abavli heard was, Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. What did his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamur, teach him? That Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. So they're not the same Tana. We'll make the connection in just a moment. Zal Gwenas of the Moshe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamur. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Shamur sees how much his student Yosef Abavli loves learning and, you know, gets corroboration on something that he learned earlier, and he gets so excited, so Rabbi Elazar ben Shamur starts crying. Amar Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chavivan Aleichem BiYoser. It's unbelievable how much someone like Yosef Abavli loves learning. Kra Alav Amikra Zeh Ma Hafti Torasecha Kol Hayom Yisichasi. Quotes the pasuk from Tehillim. Right, Kuf Yates. Right, Kol Hayom Yisichasi. It all day it becomes my discussion. And by the way, all day becomes my discussion, because remember, right? In the nighttime he asked him, in the morning he asked him, in the afternoon he asked him, Kol Hayom Yisichasi. He was all day he kept going back. Now, Hamibnei, and the Gemara here makes a connection for us, because it's not Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer, not the same person. Hamibnei Shir Rabbi Yehuda Benosha Rabbi Eli, but the Gemara says it's very simple. Rabbi Yehuda is the son of Rabbi Eli, right? Rabbi Yehuda Eli, sometimes we refer to him as Rabbi Eli Tamidosh Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eli is the student of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so it's two generations later. So it's Rabbi Eliezer, his student Rabbi Eli, his son Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what we get from Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yehuda. Lefichach Shanalach Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. Now I get it. So now it's Rabbi Yehuda who's quoting his father, who's quoting his father's Rebbe. So he says that if you're Meniach Mixas Damo, it's going to be Pasul. Period. That's the end of the Braisa. Okay, now, what did we just see? Aside from the fact that we saw the beauty of Talmidei Chachamim, and we saw how Rav Yosef Abavli loves learning, Kol Hayom Yisichasi, we also see that in this case that we're discussing, the case of Lahaniach Mixas Damo, when I shech the carbon, I'm going to leave some of the blood over. So the answer he kept hearing was, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And finally he got out of his Rebbe that Rebbe Eliezer says it's possible. Okay. Now, that's right. It's a minority opinion. Clearly, it's a minority opinion. Now, what we were developing earlier is that according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's different hakol. Everybody subscribes to this viewpoint. And what we just saw now in this entire Braisa, that's not true. Not everybody subscribes to this viewpoint.
But Hakol could be majority. Usually because Hakol could be majority.
But you had three.
That's what Rebbe, that was the Gemara's understanding of what Rebbe Yehuda was saying. Rebbe Yehuda was saying is that everybody agrees to this. But in the Braisa we just learned, it's not true.
It's three kushers to one
Rebbe Yehuda puzzles.
Right. Probably. Right.
So maybe Pasul Shanali means Pasul L'Divrei Hakol.
Isal Kadacha, the Gemara is going to spell out the question.
Oh.
If you think Divrei Hakol is Pasul Asnuye, so if it's Divrei Hakol, so my Hechzarti Li'Avedati, Iu Pluta Kamarlei. Meaning, what do you think? Do you think that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Divrei Hakol? Because if that's what Rabbi Yehuda really believes, so why is Yosef Abavli getting so excited? All Yosef HaBavli heard from his Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua, is that it's a machlokas. That's all he heard. It didn't what should have made Yosef HaBavli happy, if what we're saying is correct, is that it's divrei hakol, it's everyone's opinion. So the Gemara says, Elamai, Kasher Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar posel asneya. So the Gemara says, so good. So what did he hear? He heard that it's kosher, and he heard that Rebbe Elazar says it's pasul. Ihachi mai ha mibnei ananami plukta kamas nisan. So the Gemara says it's basically a machlokas, right? So what got him so excited? Ela laolam divrei hakol pasul asnuye. So the Gemara says he did teach him that divrei hakol is pasul. In other words, he got excited, meaning really, Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, everybody agrees it's possible. Everybody agrees. What got Yosef HaBavli excited is that up until that last time that he heard it from his Rebbe, he kept hearing kasher, 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 meaning that nobody was taking a position that it's possible. Nobody. Finally, when he heard Rav Elazar ben Shemura say, oh, and by the way, Rav Elazar says it's possible, now he finally heard somebody say it's possible. Oh, that triggered him off. That got him to thinking, yeah, that's right. And I heard from Rabbi Yehuda that everybody agrees it's possible. You're right. That part may not have been corroborated by his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. But at least the idea that somebody possibles it, which then triggered him off and said, oh, somebody possibles it? Right. And my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, believes that it's different how called it's according to everybody. So that's what got him excited. Okay. All right, Ad Khan. That is the end of the sugya. That's the end of our discussion of Pigel. Okay, much shorter than it was back in Zvachim. Okay, and now we continue. The new Mishnah over here is going to talk about what are essential acts in the putting together of a mincha. Let's go over what we already saw earlier in the Masechta. The putting together of a mincha, right? Our recipe book for a mincha is like this. The first thing you do is you pour oil into the bowl. After putting oil into the bowl, then you put flour in. Then you do what's called belila. You mix it together. Water. Then you put water. Water does come in.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. There is water because some menachas don't have oil, so it's not going to just be flour. So then you put oil in again after the belila. That second oil is what's called yitzika. Mm-hmm. After the yitzika, then it depends. Sometimes, depending on what the mincha is. So says the Mishnah, lo yatzak, if you didn't do yitzika, lo balal, if you didn't do belila, mixing the oil and the flour together, lo pitate, you didn't break it up into pieces. There are some menachos, the machvas, thin pan, marcheshes, deep pan, and the mafet tanur, and the oven, where the requirement is first bake, then do kamitsa. Well, that's tricky. You first bake it, and then you do kamitsa. So you bake it, you crumble it up, and then you do kamitsa with the crumbled bits. That's patot otopitim. Break it up into bits. If you didn't do that, lo malach, you didn't salt it. Lo hainif, you didn't do the tenufa, the waving. Lo higish, you didn't do the hagasha. Oh, shepita tam pita merubo, so if you broke it up into big pieces, lo mashchan, if you didn't do meshicha, some menachos require a glaze at the end, a little smear of oil at the end. If you didn't do any of these activities, kshera, the Mishnah says it's kasher. Meaning these activities that we just listed are mitzvos, but they're not ma'akev. So my lo yatzak. So let's go step by step. The Gemara starts off with yitzika. What does it mean lo yatzak? Ilema lo yatzak klal ikuva kasavba. So the Gemara says, what do you mean yitzika? Yitzika is absolutely necessary. Rashi here on the Gemara offers two suggestions in terms of how we know that yitzika is absolutely necessary. The Gemara does not say why we know it's necessary. So the Gemara, I'm sorry. Let's quick look at Rashi. Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the page. So first Rashi suggests it's based on repetition. The Torah repeats itself. The Torah says Yitzika once, it says it twice. When the Torah repeats itself, it means serious business. Absolutely necessary. Repetition is there to tell us that that's ma'akev. Inami, alternatively, says Rashi, dechsiv, v'yatzakta ala ha-shemen, mincha he. It is a mincha. That word he is important. He mincha, v'lo shelo yatzak mincha dechol he ikuva. Every time you see the word he, it means it's la'akev. It's absolutely necessary. Okay. Good. So those are two suggestions by Rashi in terms of how we know that yitzika is essential. Now that we know that yitzika is essential, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you don't do yitzika, it's okay. It's kosher. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, you know what's not essential is that a Kohen has to do Yitzhikah. That's not true. Even a non-Kohen could do Yitzhikah. Should he do it? I don't think so, but he could do it. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the pshat. Let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's next part of the Mishnah is talking about Belila. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that a Kohen didn't do Belila, but a non-Kohen did it? Does that also mean then that if Belila is not done, you mean to tell me that that's possible, that's disqualified? Halo Bala Klal Psula V'Atanan. We know that's not true. Top of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Atanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shishim Nivlalim Shishad Ve'echad Ein Nivlalim. Mishnah, towards the end of the Masechta. The Mishnah says, when you have, we have one log of shemen. Okay? Now, how much flour can you put in? So the minimum amount of flour that you put into a mincha is one isaro. In one bowl, you can add up to 60 isronos of flour, and that will, one log shemen will mix, well, will blend with 60 isaron. Once you get to 61, it's no good. It's kind of like bittel, but you know, it's kind of like our rules of bittel, but it's not the same. And look, we have a rule of Reb Zera, which the Gemara quotes again and again, which is that it has to be mixable, but you don't actually have to do the mixing. Meaning the reason, the difference between 1 to 60 versus 1 to 61, 1 to 61 doesn't mix. 1 to 60 could potentially mix. Not that you have to, but it could. But what you see over here is that when it comes to Belila, potential is enough. You don't need to actually mix it together. So, we go back to our Mishnah. So now we're confused. Because the Mishnah starts off with the words Lo Yatsak, and what we, so the way we explain that is, you have to do Yitzhikah, but it means a non-Kohen did Yitzhikah. But then you get to the next part of the Mishnah, Lo Balal, and what does that mean? Because we know that if you have, if even if you don't do the mixing, it's okay. Even if you don't do the mixing, it would be fine. So the Gemara answers very simply, so the Gemara says, okay. So when you go over the first two cases of the Mishnah, you treat them independent of one another. Lo Yatsak means Lo Yatsak Kohen, Elazar, and Lo Balal means Lo Balal Klal. Okay? Each case of the Mishnah is treated differently. When the Mishnah says that Yitzhikah is not essential, it means Yitzhikah by a Kohen is not essential. A non-Kohen can do the Yitzhikah. When the Mishnah says Belila is not essential, it actually means the mixing itself. The mixing itself is not essential. Good. We'll pause over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots on Yud Ches Amud Beis. More tomorrow about the very nature of what is and what isn't essential by Karban Mincha.